1852. You think cable news network is something new?
Not at all.
Or a cable television news network. The first telegraph news network was set up by the Reuters family in 1852. Using a combination of carrier pigeons and telegraph lines, they were able to send information throughout the capitals of Europe at almost the snap of a finger. Again, information was very important to business people at the time. In one of the great entrepreneurial venture capital efforts, Cyrus Field, an American, raised millions of dollars to lay the first transatlantic cable before the American Civil War. The cable was placed. The first telegraph message was sent between President Buchanan and Queen Victoria. It worked. People were very excited about it. But something funny happened. They discovered that over a short period of time, hearing the clicks on the far end in London from New York got less and less audible over time. They found it more and more difficult to send messages across the line. It had to do with distributed capacitances that are built up in the kinds of materials that were being used and damping out the signals that were being sent. In an effort to overcome, to try and send things so they could be heard at the far end, a hapless operator sent a very high voltage signal across the wire, melted the wire, fried the insulation, destroyed the cable in 1858. A few million dollars down the drain. This happens in high technology all the time. Well, there was this little thing called the American Civil War, which happened in between, and so there wasn't much technology development going on at that time. But in 1866, a new cable was designed. New technology was developed by Professor William Thomson of the University of Glasgow, who was later to be known as Lord Kelvin. And he, as an early example of professors in an important consultative role, developed some critical equipment which made the line successful. And after 1866, using something called a mirror galvanometer, a very sensitive detecting piece of equipment, the cable worked, continued to work, and stayed in operation until it was replaced by other technology many years later.